This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. President John F. Kennedy once said, "Every bright spot the White House finds in the economy is like the policeman bending over the body in the alley and saying cheerfully, 'Two wounds are fatal. The other one is not so bad.'" Nowadays, the economy isn't exactly a body in the alley, but it's wounded. The Labor Department released job figures on Friday, and they didn't exactly cheer up the patient. Federal Reserve policymakers meet Tuesday. Their prescription is likely to be a cut in interest rates. David Leonhardt writes a weekly column on economics and business for the New York Times, and he joins us from New York. Welcome to the program, David.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
David, I want you to hear this because I was watching television the other day and a commercial came on and it really grabbed my attention. Take a listen.
I needed to take care of a few things and things were real tight, but CashPoint took care of me. They let me use my car title to get the cash I needed in 15 minutes.
Call today and you could drive away with cash.
Get the cash.
Now, if I heard that right, this company is letting borrowers use their cars as collateral for loans. What does that tell you about what's going on in this economy?
It's actually not a bad brief history of the United States economy over the last 10 or 20 years, because we have really increased the amount that we use debt, car debt, house debt above all, to finance our purchases. And in fact, the Federal Reserve did a really interesting study on this a few months back in which they said that the increase in debt, which has fueled an increase in consumer spending, was the result more than anything in the rise in house prices, which made people feel richer and made them more willing to go into debt in order to finance their spending because they figured, well, I can always sell my house down the road, make a profit on it, and then pay off my debts. And that story explains a good deal of where the economy is right now.
But the idea of a title for the car, I mean, cars depreciate.
Oh, it's not a great idea by any means. I mean, debt's a little bit funny because on the one hand, people can worry too much about debt. Debt is a very good thing. It allows people to get through hard times. If we didn't have debt, only the wealthiest among us could afford to send our kids to college or to buy a home or to buy a car. But as that commercial points out, or it doesn't point out, as you're pointing out, there are many ways in which we've gone overboard recently, and that's how we've gotten into this bit of an economic tough spot that we're in right now.
Let's talk a little bit about mortgage debt. President Bush this past week announced a 5-year freeze on mortgage interest rates for some of the financially troubled homeowners. What effect do you think this is likely to have on the strapped homeowners and the wider mortgage crunch?
It's going to help some homeowners stay in their houses for longer and maybe even get through this period in which their rates would have gone up very quickly. By its nature, the deal is not designed to help everyone who is about to have their mortgages reset. And so its wider impact will probably not be huge. This is a really tough issue. It's not clear that we do want too big of a mortgage rescue plan, because many of the people who took out mortgages were duped into doing so by unscrupulous lenders or mortgage brokers. But some people really made decisions that they shouldn't have made, and they tried to buy homes that they couldn't have afforded. And we don't really want to be subsidizing a lot of those quite foolhardy decisions.
You know, this isn't the first time there have been a slump in the housing market. It's happened before. But how does this one compare to those?
Oh, this is the biggest one. I mean, the boom we had in housing, in house prices, in all sorts of things, from 1995 to 2005, and particularly from 2000 to 2005, was unlike any housing boom we'd ever had before. And this bust, I think it's safe to say, is going to be unlike any housing bust we've had before. It has the potential to send the wider economy into a recession. But I think it's still too soon to tell how bad this is going to get. The job report we got Friday showed that this economy really has weakened over the last year. It did not seem to suggest that the economy was already in a recession.
The report Friday was from the Labor Department.
That's right.
And it showed a slowdown in job creation.
Yeah, it showed 94,000 new jobs having been added to the economy in November. But it also showed weaker job growth than we had earlier thought in September and October.
The economy is weakening, and it does follow a rather lengthy expansion. So, I mean, where does this leave the typical American family?
Well, that really is the problem. If we were coming out of a period in which we'd had 4 or 5 years of really solid wage growth, then maybe you could shrug your shoulders and say, look, This is a market economy. We have cycles. We have recessions. It's not that big a deal. Wage growth was so weak, and in part because job growth was pretty weak, from 2002 through 2005, the average family basically got no raise relative to the cost of living. The average family did get a nice solid raise in 2006, but you can't really have living standards rising over the long term by having expansions in which wages go up for only 1 year. So if we're going into a significant slowdown or a recession right now, the problem for the typical family is this will have been one of the most disappointing economic expansions that we can remember.
Oh, so, you know, the party's over, but it wasn't much of a party?
Precisely.
David Leonhardt's column on economics and business appears Wednesdays in the New York Times. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks very much, David.
Thanks a lot.